This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Coming up, a new early head start in preschool focusing on Dakota language is opening in the Lower Sioux community. A playwright and actor talks about an upcoming theater festival. And a group visits the Vatican to request the revocation of the Doctrine of Discovery. Here's reporter Leah Lem with these stories.
The Lower Sioux Early Head Start and Preschool will have a ribbon-cutting ceremony in mid-July. After many months of hard work getting ready to provide Dakota immersion programs for the youngest learners, ages birth to 5 years old. Vanessa Goodthunder is the director of the school.
Our goal is to raise the next generation of Dakota language speakers, and with it, you know, we're raising healthy babies and healthy families.
Three programs that will be provided include a center-based program, an in-home program, and an expecting parent program.
I want to revitalize the language, and the research says that if we affect the little ones, then we're raising the next generation of Dakota language speakers. There's only five first language speakers left in the state of Minnesota. We're in a constant race to always revitalize our language.
In order to teach the young learners, 26 staff were hired in January, and they themselves have been getting language immersion training. Vanessa reports that the staff is learning the Dakota language at an incredible rate, so she asked them how they were able to perform so well.
Most of the staff, we asked them, and they're like, because we believe in this vision and this mission, and we really want to learn the language.
The community has rallied behind the school, voting on the logo and showing its support.
The community, we did a survey in May to ask if this is what they wanted for a school, and unanimously the community said, yes, we want this culturally relevant early childhood school. And so it's been really a community effort from the get-go.
Next up, New Native Theater has announced its upcoming third annual National Native American 10-Minute Play Festival. I spoke with Rihanna Yazzi, the artistic director of New Native Theater, about some new developments with the festival. She reported that this year, New Native Theater is adding a national residency program for out-of-town directors and actors. Deanna Stanningcloud is a member of the New Native Theater Ensemble, and she shared her experience with the theater company. She started with the company at the first National Native American 10-Minute Play Festival for professional development.
Initially, I wanted to just get over a lot of the stage fright and be able to enhance my public speaking.
Since then, Deanna has acted and written plays and has reportedly caught the writing bug.
Since my initial audition to now, I'm so happy that I made that decision because it has opened up a whole like creative dimension of my personality that I knew was kind of there.
The festival performances will be held the first week of August in St. Paul. And it was back on May 7th, Indigenous youth from Minnesota had a meeting with Vatican officials in Rome. They asked that the Doctrine of Discovery be extinguished and that the Vatican use its influence to stop governments from using the doctrine against Indigenous people. Mitch Walking Elk led the trip and is a coordinator for the Indigenous Youth Ceremonial Mentoring Society with the Guadalupe Alternative Programs in St. Paul. He elaborated on the history of the Doctrine of Discovery, which consists of several papal bulls, or decrees, from the Roman Catholic Church.
The popes of those times just essentially declared war on the entire non-Christian world and claimed the lands that was discovered, so to speak, by their explorers, Columbus, Cortez, etc., and gave them the right to take the land and the resources from those lands for the church to introduce the people to Christianity. And if they resisted, they were to be enslaved and executed.
The group met with and heard from several Vatican officials.
Their position on the papal bulls was that they were something of the past, but we insisted that even though that may be the case from their standpoint, our standpoint was that there was something set in motion in the world that was devastating to many people.
Mitch reports that the outcomes remain to be seen, but the youth had an experience that expanded on their advocacy work and ceremonial knowledge.
They had a great experience. They had some great meals. They met some different people. They met some new friends, and they got a powerful political and spiritual experience.
For Minnesota Native News, I'm Leah Lem.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.